I think the general feeling is that we've been let down and that it shouldn't have come to this. We withdrew our services back in October for one day, and following that there was a commitment to engage in a review with a view to establishing an independent mechanism to determine our fees, and that was really welcome news. There was also a 10% restoration in the budget. That was also welcome, but the most important thing was the mechanism, and there's been little to no engagement on that since October, and that's why we find ourselves back on the steps of the courts again this morning, and twice, as you know, earlier this month.
And since I last spoke to you at the picket line here just 2 weeks ago, in that space of time, has there been any indication of progress or any sort of discussions?
Well, I heard a colleague on RTE speaking to, I think it was Claire Byrne, and she had a statement from the Minister for Justice, which said that she was in favour of further restoration in the upcoming budget, but that would be subject to the Minister for Public Expenditure. So that's a positive indication. But really the most important thing is an independent mechanism to determine our fees, so we don't find ourselves back in the same situation again. And what we also want is the link to public sector pay restored. That was broken in 2008. So it used to be that whenever public sector pay went up or down, that automatically applied to our pay. But that link was severed, and we really need that to be restored in order for criminal practice to be viable.
And now we're at the final day of the organised strikes that were planned, and seeing as we're at the end of it, what are, in looking forward, what's the possible potential next actions? Have they been discussed? Is there any idea surrounding that at the minute?
No, it's very much a case of wait and see, but I don't think it can be ruled out that there will be further withdrawal of services, which would be really regrettable because it causes delays in courts across the country, from the district court right up to the very top courts dealing with the most serious types of crime. So we have no interest in causing disruption to the system, and I know that it's very frustrating for the public, but it's over to the government now.
And you just said there how it is regrettable to be in this situation. But, and the sense of emotion I'm getting out here today is there seems to be a sense of frustration, because you don't want to be going on strike, but you felt like you have no other recourse. And although it does bring a halt to some court proceedings in the justice system, again, you felt almost back into a corner, and this was the only way you had to get your voices heard.
Yeah, that's precisely it. I think we've been very patient. So the pay cuts were taken and understood at the time. They applied to everyone, but everyone paid out of the public purse. But we are outliers in that it's only criminal practitioners who haven't had the pay cuts reversed. So you're exactly right. It's a sense of frustration that we're feeling now.